Welcome once again to Life Changers International Church, and we're talking about the 10 most outrageous facts about the generosity of God. Well, as I've been studying this, and as I've been reading this, and as I've been preparing this, I ran into even more than 10. But we've only gotten through three, but I'm going to get right into the number four in a moment. But remember this, the reason why we're learning about the outrageous generosity of God is because what you believe about God is the most important thing about your life. If you believe He's good, good is going to flow in your life. If you believe He's against you, you're going to feel life is against you. But when we realize that He truly is the most generous being in the universe, it awakens our faith, it causes us to change, it causes us to win over spiritual warfare, it defeats negative emotions that are trying to control our lives, it delivers us from self-centeredness and selfishness. When we realize how generous God is, it changes everything about our lives. So I'm going over the outrageous facts of God's generosity. These are not just merely beliefs, they are facts. I believe them because they are facts. And they are proven in Scripture, and they are proven throughout history how generous God really is. Outrageous fact. We're going to get right into number four right now. Outrageous fact number four. God richly provides all things for us to enjoy. God richly supplies all things for us to enjoy. Listen to what the Scripture says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. He says, instruct those who are rich in this present age not to be conceited. He doesn't instruct them to not be rich. He says, instruct the rich not to be conceited, not to be arrogant, and not to put their hope on the uncertainty of riches. Do not fix their hope. Tell them not to put their hope in the uncertainty of wealth or the uncertainty of riches, but put their hope in God, who richly provides all things for us to enjoy. Boy, if that wasn't in the Bible, I might have a hard time believing that. But thankfully, it is in the Word of God, and it is inspired by the Spirit of God, and it is God breathed into existence, and it is a fact about God that He says, even to the rich, don't put your trust in the uncertainty of riches. You know what? To the poor shouldn't put their trust in the riches they don't have, and the rich shouldn't put their trust in the riches they do have. But He tells us all to put our trust in the God of all hope, put our hope in Him who will richly supply us and provide for us all things to enjoy. You know that God is so generous, He wants you to enjoy life. He's so generous that He wants to provide you with all things. Our God, my God, shall supply you all your needs according to His riches and glory. These truths, these facts about God are being skewed by the devil, being tainted by people who abuse, may try to abuse these truths or abuse these facts for their own gain. But even when somebody is selfish, even when somebody's misusing the promises of God, it doesn't make God's promises any less true. Just because somebody's abusing it doesn't make it less true. It is still true that my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. It is still true that He will richly provide us with all things to enjoy, whether that's the people that we need in our lives. God wants us to enjoy the people in our lives. He wants us to enjoy the beauty in this world, the sunsets, the art, the music, the laughter, the friendships, the rest, the sleep, the relationships. He wants to supply us with all things richly for us to enjoy. God wants us to enjoy all of His gifts. He's so generous. I just can't understand why somebody would paint God out to be a stingy God when there's so much evidence and there are so many facts concerning His outrageous generosity. And you know, when you really believe, when you start believing this about God's generosity, it makes you humble, it makes you thankful, it makes you generous. It changes you. You know, I could give you a list of all the things that are good Christian morals. Do this, do this, do this, do this. And you could think, okay, check, check, check. Oh, I'm not good in that one, but check, check, check. I'm good in those. But that is not God's way of teaching us. That is not God's way of relating to us. He's not throwing out the 10 rules that you have to live by. I know there are 10 commandments in the Old Testament, but I know there's also 650 other commandments in the Old Testament too. And nobody has ever been able to do all of them. But God leads us through His generosity. He leads us through because of his generosity. He's created all things richly. He supplies us with all things richly to enjoy. When you understand that, it makes you want to serve him. When you understand that, it makes you want to change. You know, a preacher will say, you better repent, or God is going to do this, or God is going to do that. America better repent. You better repent. There is so much preaching that is condemning, condescending, and it really is not rooted in the gospel of God's free, unmerited love and favor called the grace of God. We're saved by the grace of God, and it's the abundance of grace. In Romans chapter 5, verse 17, he says, through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we reign in life. Through what? Through the abundance of grace. And what? The gift of righteousness. We what? We reign in life. If you don't understand the abundance of God's grace and you don't understand the gift of righteousness, you're not going to do much reigning. You're not going to do much conquering. You're not going to walk in much victory. But when you truly get a hold of how abundant his grace is and how beautiful his gift of righteousness is, it changes you. See, I can't change you by telling you stop doing bad things and start doing good things. The thing that changes you is the generosity of God. The more you understand how generous he is, the more generous you are to forgive others, the more generous you are to give kindness, the more generous you are to give smiles, the more generous you are to give grace and to give mercy and to give space to people. You'll be more generous in every way because you've been awakened to the true nature of God. It is because of a mistaken belief of God's nature that causes people to want to pull away from God. They're mistaken beliefs. When you truly understand the outrageous generosity of God, it draws you to him. It makes you want to be near him. Remember that verse we started out with a few weeks ago in Proverbs, where it says, everyone wants to be the friend of a man who gives good gifts. Well, God is the man who gives good gifts. God is the one who gives good gifts and the best gifts. Wow. When you get a hold of that, it leads you to change. It transforms you. You want to be God's friend. You're drawn to generosity, just like others are drawn to your generosity. If you're generous, people are drawn to you. If you're mean and cantankerous and stingy and give bad tips at restaurants, people don't want to serve at your table. I'm sorry, but you got to change that. You got to wake up to how generous God is with you, and it'll cause you to be generous with others. You know, if we could get a hold of this, God's nature, there's no devil that can defeat you. There's no mistake that could condemn you. There's no supply that God will withhold from you. When we get a hold of the outrageous facts of God's generosity, it truly changes us. Outrageous fact number five, the outrageous generosity of God. Fact number five, our Heavenly Father gives good things to those who ask. How generous is he? He will give good things to whoever asks. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Remember this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. Everyone who seeks, finds. Everyone who knocks, the door is open. He says, or which one of you, if his son asks for bread, which father would give him a stone instead of bread? Or if your son asks for a fish, which of you fathers will give him a serpent? Of course you wouldn't. He says, if you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? This is all in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11. Now listen, we're going to have a miracle moment right now. Before we go to outrageous fact number 6 about the outrageous generosity of God, I want us to do number 5. God, our Father, will give good things to those who ask. He says, ask and it will be given to you. So let's ask right now. What is it that you want to ask God to give you? Maybe it's a family member's salvation. Maybe it's a job or a business idea. Maybe you are in severe pain and you need the gift of healing. Maybe you're broke and you need a job. Maybe you have a strained relationship in your family and you need healing in that family. Maybe you're depressed and anxious and you want to be free from depression and anxiety. Jesus said, if you earthly fathers know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give what is good to whoever asks him? So let's ask him. Come on, ask him with me. Just say, Heavenly Father, I'm asking you right now, according to Matthew 7:7, according to Matthew chapter 7, I'm asking you for wisdom today. I'm asking you for healing today. I'm asking you for my family member's salvation today. I'm asking you to heal me of sickness and disease. I'm asking you for the job that I need. I'm asking you for the breakthrough that I need. Come on, let's ask him. I'm asking, you said to ask you that you'll give good things to those who ask. Lord, I receive the good things you have for me. I ask for the good things that you have for me today. Life already gives me bad things. I'm asking you for the good things. I receive the good things from you in Jesus' name. Whew. Wow. Have you asked? What's that one secret thing that you have never told anybody? I want us to ask for that right now. What's that thing that you're struggling with, or the thing that you're missing, but you'd be too ashamed or embarrassed to admit it to somebody? Let's ask God for that. Let's just pray together. Just say, Father, I'm asking you for that hidden thing, that you would take care of that. If it's a hidden sin, that you'll give me the strength to overcome it. If it's a hidden desire, you'll fulfill that desire. In Jesus' name, amen. Whew. Well, we're talking about the outrageous generosity of God, and we're talking about the 10 most outrageous facts about the generosity of God. Psalm 84, verse 11. Outrageous fact number 6. Our Father gives favor to his beloved children. Our Father gives favor to his beloved children. You know, there's a verse in Psalm 84, 11. It says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. That means he's going to provide us with sunlight and he's going to provide us with protection. He's going to provide us with the heat that we need in the cold, and he's going to provide us with a shield of protection when we need favor, when we need protection. It says, the Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from the righteous. No good thing does he withhold from the righteous. It's, one translation says those who walk uprightly, but the actual translation is the righteous. And the righteous are not righteous because they do everything right. The righteous are righteous because through the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we are made to reign with Jesus Christ. The gift of righteousness is Jesus coming to the earth and dying on the cross, taking our sin on the cross, because our sin separates us from God, and he gives us his righteousness, which connects us to God. So now God views us through the same eyes as he views Jesus. He sees us just like he sees Jesus, as the righteousness of God. And no good thing will he withhold from those who are the righteousness of God. Our Father is the Father of lights. Our Father is the giver of light. Our Father gives us protection. Our Father gives us favor. Our Father gives good things to those who ask. Amen. Let's pray together, and we'll pick this up next time. Father, I thank you for your goodness today. I thank you for your generosity today. I thank you for the outrageous facts, these outrageous facts of your outrageous generosity. I pray that people will truly see the above and beyond God today, that they'll see that you are the above and beyond God. You are the God who, when Jabez said, enlarge my territory, bless me indeed, you granted his request, Father. Let them see this is the kind of God you are. Let them see how generous you are. And let it change them. Let it deliver them from bitterness, fear, and negativity. Lord, awaken each of us to see your generosity and to see your nature is above and beyond what we could ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen. Now listen, we got more to cover, but not today. Next time we'll get through more of these outrageous facts of God's generosity. What's happening when we do it? It's changing how you see God. It'll change how you see yourself, and it'll change how you treat others for the good. Until our next service, God bless you, God keep you, and everything's going to be all right. God bless.